This is a Defocus Media production.
One,
or two.
So hi guys, welcome to Primary Eye Guys. Today we're talking about study prep, and we are with a familiar face on the Instagram scene, wannabe Optom, if you've seen that before, also known as Millie.
Yep. So hi. Millie, why don't you take a second to just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I'm going into first year at Cardiff Uni. I did prelim last year. I really enjoyed it. I was a little bit disappointed to start with about getting onto prelim, but honestly, I think it's the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah, I'd say like starting in prelim probably would have been a good idea for me. We kind of do that anyways.
What is prelim?
So it's like you do like sort of a preliminary year before you do optometry.
Oh.
So it's almost the same because in Dublin here, Millie, we have a 4-year program. Mm-hmm. So it's basically kind of the same thing anyway. So our first year is mainly just sciences, really boring math.
That was kind of our first year. Yeah, it was like...
So it's kind of like a similar system over here anyways. And because I've been out of college for a few years, like I definitely needed that to get back up to speed. So one of the reasons we have Millie on today is because when we sort of started this whole project out, she was one of the other Instagram accounts that we noticed within optometry, and she had beautiful notes, essentially, and beautiful, like, study skills, or you appear to, anyways.
Yeah, appear is the correct word there, I think.
So, just to start off then, what was the defining moment for you that made you want to get into optometry and optometry school?
Well, I kind of accidentally got a job at Specsavers. My auntie was very much so, like... You need to know what you're going to do with your life, because I wanted to go into biochemistry. And she was like, there's no jobs in biochemistry. There's no jobs. And I was like, oh, fine. She's like, so she organized me a day of work experience at Specsavers. So I was like, well, I'm going to have to go along. And then I met one of the optoms and she was like, oh, come and have a look at this. Come and have a look at that. And I was like, actually, this is quite interesting. And then they offered me a job. And then I was like, oh, well, I need the money. So yeah, okay, this is fine. And I was still pretty stuck on biochem till about Christmas. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, actually... I really like optom. And then I started speaking to the optoms that I work with and they were like, yeah, you should go for it. And then from there, it just kind of took off.
Yeah, it's basically what I did too. Like I knew I wanted to work in healthcare, but essentially like I just got a job and the first one was at an ophthalmology clinic and an optometry clinic. I was working 2 jobs. So it was kind of the same thing. And I was like, hey, this is kind of interesting and just sort of stuck. So how did you get into like posting about like your study skills and habits and platforms that you use? Like, was that just something you were always really good at? Or are you good at drawing or something? Because we've always been really impressed just by, like, the appearance of them.
I think, again, it was complete accident. I think we were just sitting in sick form one day.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd been kind of following study grams as a sort of motivation tool. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start my own. I'm bored. We were in a free. There was a couple of us all sort of started one at the same time.
Oh, nice.
And mine's the only one that's kind of stuck around. Yeah, it was kind of I had a few interviews sort of around the same sort of time, so it was quite good to get interview, like, techniques, is that the right word? I don't know. And I ended up speaking to Erica from Spinach and Specs, and she was really helpful. And, yeah, it was only meant to last, or sort of, I got into optometry, and then I was like, I might as well just keep going, and I developed some contacts and you lot and
Optom's
group.
There's a whole load of us on there somehow.
So during your interviews, you said you did it to get into optometry school. Did a lot of the schools take notice of some of the stuff that you were doing?
I didn't really mention it because I didn't know how they'd take it.
Yeah.
I didn't know if they were like, would be like, oh, well, that's a bit, we don't really want you doing that.
Yeah, like some people don't really want the publicity, I think, like some of the schools anyways.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I was kind of unsure about us even like when we sort of first told people what we were doing, or they found us actually. We didn't tell people at first.
But, I don't really tell people now. even at uni, there's only a group of maybe like 5-6 people know.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. Some people have worked it out and been like, hang on a minute, you want to be optom. And I'm like, yeah, that's me. just don't make a big deal out of it. It's just something that I do because I enjoy it.
How many people are in the Cardiff program? I actually don't know.
Prelim's about 30.
Okay, yeah.
I think first year's about 90.
Oh, wow.
So that's including prelim, so it's about 60 new intake, 30 prelim. I'm assuming it kind of stays, so maybe about 400 people-ish.
Okay, That's way bigger than ours.
Yeah.
We're like 30, basically 30 per year, 20 to 30 per
year. Even
30
is on the bigger side.
Yeah. So yeah, we're a lot smaller. Jeez, I didn't know that. No. Well, is Cardiff big?
I could be completely wrong with that, by the way.
We won't quote you on that.
Yeah, please don't.
So if we move into like the first part on just organizing your notes and your just organizing your day-to-day stuff. So it might be a silly question, but how can something like that improve your academic outcomes, in your opinion?
I'm really disorganized. So having to-do lists and having super neat, super organized notes actually makes me kind of remember what I've done and right. what I haven't done. Because I want to look at them, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Whereas if they're just a page of writing, I'm like, oh, okay, this isn't great.
Yeah.
It's, I don't really know how to explain it.
And is there anything else you use? Like, I was just curious, like, do you ever use any apps or any, like, programs or something on top of just, like, your physical, like, lists and notes you make?
I use OneNote. So I write up lecture, like in lectures, I'll write them up really rough, really horrible, really scruffy, mm-hmm. and just scan them onto OneNote. So I've got them all in one place and then I write them up from there.
Oh, cool, yeah. I've never actually used OneNote, but like I see a lot of people online using
it. I really like it. It's good to keep everything sort of organized and you can have different notebooks and different, yeah, it's really useful. I find it really helpful to keep everything organized.
See, like one of the things I struggle with and one of the reasons we're doing this episode is just because the new school year is kicking off. So like I always start saying, okay, I'm going to be more organized. But like just the way I am, like we did an episode on this, like I'm a hot mess. Like yeah. literally, like I'll start the week and then I can't follow through. So like do you have any advice for somebody that's like me in just starting out getting organized and, you know?
Yeah, I'm quite similar to that. Which is why I use to-do lists. Yeah, you've probably picked the wrong person to have this on. But that's why I find to-do lists quite useful. So I make a to-do list of all the lectures I've had that week, and I'll tick them off as I've written them up. And it's just try to balance between not overworking yourself but not underworking yourself.
Okay.
Because if I find if I have a day off, the next day I don't feel like doing any studying, whereas if I do a little bit every day, I kind of keep into sort of a rhythm.
That's actually a really good point. I definitely feel the same, and I need to keep that up this week, actually, because I was like, maybe I'm taking today off, but no, I'm here, I'm awake, and it's going to happen. So, yeah, that's a really good point. But yeah, no, Gagan, you're terrible for that. Like, every single semester I've known you, you basically, like, you're like, this is the semester. Like, it starts earlier this year, and yeah, the cramming just starts in December, and then, like, May for both exam periods.
Like, the problem is, like, if the first week I'm like, okay, I can keep up on my notes, it's fine. Then the second week I start getting more and more assignments, so they start to get more, like, precedence.
Yeah, stuff takes priority.
Yeah.
And
then...
what do you do?
Exactly.
It sucks.
But I think that's going to be the big thing, to just do little chunks each day, and then to make a to-do list or a schedule, like...
Mm-hmm, definitely. And I have another question for you, Millie. When you do your Instagram posts...
Uh-huh.
Are all your notes actually that neat, or is that, like, do you have to, like, work on it? Because sometimes when I post my notes, I'm like, ooh, this is a particularly good one. I'm posting this one because it's, like, the only one that's legible, essentially. But are you actually just, like, naturally really good at writing, or do you have to, like, did you ever, like, work on it or work on, like, drawing and stuff like that?
Drawing, I'm terrible at. Okay. I'm really, really bad. I have to trace. I trace everything.
Okay.
I quite enjoy writing and making everything look neat, so it kind of comes naturally, that side of things.
Oh, okay, good.
So then should we move into studying then?
Yeah.
So the other thing is, like, you were saying that you should do a little bit each day, but, like, do you have, like, a certain cutoff for hours that you put in going over stuff each day, or does it vary between, like, the year or time of year, sorry? So, like, exam time versus regular time?
Yeah, so exam time, obviously, I can spend up to 8 hours in the library. That's mainly because I have to, and it's...
Yeah.
But through the day, I try and do, like, an hour, 2 hours. Well, not through the day, but, like, normal time.
Right.
That didn't make any sense, I'm sorry. No. So, yeah, normal semester, I'd probably do an hour or two a day.
I can't do, like, that much. Like, sometimes if it's been a long day, too, especially, like, I struggle to come home and, like, do a few hours even. Like, it's awful.
Yeah, I found that at the start of prelim, because obviously I wasn't used to having to like cook, look after myself. I'd come home, I'd cook, and it'd be like 9 o'clock at night. But oh well, when do I study now?
Yeah, sometimes the time just goes. It's yeah, awful.
And you just kind of have to find a way to juggle everything. So I'd take books into the kitchen and just sit and read while I was cooking.
Truly.
Yeah.
Do you ever get like, not writer's block, but like you hit a wall in studying, and like you're just like, even though it's early on in the day or whatever, when you're supposed to be doing many hours, like, do you have any tips to like get past that? Or are you kind of like pretty persistent? You can just power through.
If I hit a wall, I generally go for a walk, a 15, 20 minute walk, come back, sit down, go, right, okay, I'll do 10 minutes. And if after 10 minutes, I still don't want to do it, that's it. We'll call it quits on today. But generally, generally after I've got through that first sort of 10 minutes, I start to enjoy studying. Right. And then, yeah, just see how long sort of motivation lasts.
Gag, and like going for a walk, like we should do that like in our exam period, because like sometimes we just like mess around and we're just like sitting around the kitchen doing nothing for like hours on end, just like talking about random shit.
Or like we'll go the other way, like where we just persist so much that it just turns into like madness. Like,
yeah.
Just straight like 5 hour sessions of studying. Like,
yeah, I think we need to find some more strategies come exam time. We'll also just like prepare better early on, but you know,
I think it comes down to like knowing when you're doing passive versus active studying too. Mm-hmm. Like you know, when you start to feel yourself kind of drift away, like it might be better to just get up and go for a walk, like Millie was saying, or something, like just a short break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I feel like you tend to overwork yourself because you feel like you have to. Yeah. Especially around exam time, because you're like, right, I mean, I need to get x amount done today. And sometimes that just isn't the best way to go about it, I've found, with me especially.
Right.
Because if I've forced myself to study, I'm not enjoying it and I don't learn it as much.
Yeah.
Whereas if I give myself regular breaks, yeah, I don't feel like I've done as much, but I seem to do as much as what I would do if I hadn't given myself those breaks because I was enjoying studying, if that makes sense.
No, yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah, and Millie, just, you know, even aside from studying, because you are in optometry, we seem to ask everyone, like, do you have any specific goals in optometry or any like, specific area you want to work in that you're aware of?
I think I'd quite like to work in hospital optometry.
Oh, yeah. I guess you still have to like experience quite
a
bit once you get started, but like...
Yeah, hospital optometry at the moment is quite interesting. Don't know. I haven't... Just see where life takes me at this point. Because I've still got, 3 years then pre-reg.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. It sounds long when you say it that way.
Yeah. So I think what Zach's doing, the IG optom.
Yeah. He's a really cool job.
Yeah. He has a really cool, I'd quite like to do something like what he's doing.
Yeah. Like his residency sounds so cool because he like gets to like go to every single different department and kind of like see, you know, what he's most interested in, just take it all in. So I'm super jealous of that.
Yeah. Same.
Even what, Hamza does, like, because he's not in hospital optometry, but he gets a lot of like patients referred on from hospital, like for like community care kind of thing.
I wasn't actually too sure what he does. I mean, we'll talk to him at some point, I assume. Yeah. But like, I honestly, yeah, I didn't know that. That's really cool.
Or that's what he was making it like. That's what he was saying.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, that would be really cool.
Yeah,
he's worked at Specsavers, right?
I think he still does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So. He's like up there.
I think I'd quite like to get IP as well. The optometrist, one of the optometrists I work with at home, she's just got her IP, and
Cardiff offers one. She really enjoys it.
I think they do. Yeah.
Because I was telling you that I'm applying to like one of those. I think therapeutic prescribing for optometrist programs, but we'll see if. How that goes.
Yeah, we really don't know where we're going to be like the next year or two, because we're like trying to get back home sort of too, so it's a whole ordeal. Who knows how long we'll be in Europe for, but...
Do you have to do a conversion course?
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's awful. Like, depending, like, it can be like 2, 3, 4 maybe years. Yeah. Like, it's not great.
Yeah.
So we're in this for a while.
I was going to ask, what made you want to get into independent prescribing? Like, is there anything that your optom does in particular that really impressed you or something?
She's kind of my role model. She's the one that got me into optometry. And I don't know if it's just because I want to be her that I want to do IP. I do find sort of ocular drugs and all the interactions quite interesting. I haven't touched on it much, obviously, just doing prelim. We won't touch on it till sort of next year, I think.
We just did like a placement in the hospital last week, and it was just cool to see like that continuation of care. Like, it'd be really cool if, you know, you were able to do that on your own, you know, if you
I think that's
conjunctivitis and just follow it all the way through.
I think it's just at the end of the day, you just kind of want to, you come into optometry to help people, and if getting IP means you can help more people, then that's
why not?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, Millie, do you have any final advice for our first year coming into the program? Like if you were just talking to yourself a year ago.
Don't stress out as much. I went into prelim being like, I need to study. I didn't take the time to enjoy myself first semester.
Right.
Or I didn't enjoy myself as much as what I should have. I didn't go out much. I socialised with my course mates, but I didn't socialise as much as what I did second semester, and I enjoyed second semester so much more. Optometry is academic and quite high pressured, but take the time to enjoy yourself, and you're only at uni once, so enjoy it.
Work-life balance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we definitely need that sometimes. Like, especially, like, I don't know if you experience this, like, with your like blog and Instagram. Do you ever feel that like your whole life is just optometry and you don't do anything else?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. A lot of people do tell me I need to calm down sometimes. They're like, do you just talk about eyes? I'm like, pretty much. Yeah.
Because it's just so consuming. And like, I do that sometimes with family back home. They'll be like telling me about like problems. I'm like, oh, I don't give a shit. get to the eye stuff.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I need to become like a better person.
No, I'm totally the same.
Yeah. Oh, cool. And also, you also have a blog as well. I've read it, a few of them anyways. Is that something you're pretty interested in, like just writing as well and like blogging your life? Because I guess you'll have it, your whole journey throughout optometry.
I don't really know why I started the blog in hindsight. I don't have the time to do the blog that I thought I would, if that made sense. I prefer Instagram because it's so much like shorter, sharper. You can put out more as well, and you can get a wider sort of, what's the word? I've completely forgotten the word.
Reach.
Yes, that's the word. Wider reach. I don't think the blog, I think people are moving away from blogs now.
Yeah, definitely.
And they're definitely not so popular.
Yeah,
it's so much easier to have that, like you said, like smaller, quicker platform. Yeah. So,
but I find blogs so personal, though. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I enjoy them personally, but like, yeah, I noticed that like it's a lot harder to like, I don't, it sounds weird to say, like recruit people to like read, but like, there's no easy way to do that. So,
yeah, I like put up a blog post and I'll be like, oh, only 3 people have seen it, and it's like it's been up for a month, and I'm like, oh, okay, great, that was a time well spent.
Right. Yeah, I guess that's the thing. Like, when you have a busy schedule, like, is it really worth putting in more time into something that, like, isn't just like that just isn't being seen? You know?
Yeah.
I know. Instagram's great that way. Do you ever have any plans to like get into any other forms of like social media or, I don't know, any other realms of advertising what you do, etc.?
I don't think so. I'm quite happy with the Instagram at the moment. Yeah. I don't know. Just see what happens in the future.
Yeah.
Cool. Speaking of the future, what are you going to do with your name once you're qualified? I think Gajan brought that up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. The thing that's stressing me out, and I haven't even got anywhere near qualifying.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Any suggestions, anyone?
We'll shoot them your
please
way.
Please do.
I don't know how anyone comes up with their name in like social media in like eye care. Like it's so hard. Yeah.
Because you've got to have like, a pun in there somewhere, if possible.
Who were we talking to? Like Zach was just like, literally everything was taken. So I was like IG and then Optom. He's like, it just made sense. I was like, all right. Good answer.
I think initially mine was like study diary of a wannabe optometrist, and I was like, that's not snappy enough.
I wonder if we ever saw it when it was like that. I don't remember.
I think it was only like that for a week or two when I first started.
Then probably not. Yeah, when did you first start?
It'll be about a year and a half ago. So January.
Oh, wow, that long ago.
2017? 2018?
Yes, I guess I have followed you for a long time. Either, I don't know if it was on my personal
one. Yeah, I think you,
only had ours. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you have, so, yeah.
Yeah, I just realized that. I was like, it's been quite a long time anyways, yeah.
Should maybe look that one up, actually. I have no idea.
When did we start?
I think we started in December of last year.
Okay, so yeah, it definitely was then. Jesus, I'm losing it. Because actually, like, Millie, I think you were, I don't want to say one of the first, but like, you were sort of early on the optometry sort of like Instagram, I'd say anyways, from like what I remember.
I can only really remember being around Hamza and Erica and the eye doctor. I think they were the only ones I kind of found.
That's crazy how there was
there might have been more.
That's probably why I did follow you, because there wasn't like too many others. I'm sure it was recommended really fast. Yeah, weird.
Yeah, but there seems to be quite a lot of us now.
Yeah, like every day there's more. It's good, like, to see people getting involved, you know, like having a voice kind of thing.
Yeah, and like we've kind of talked a bit about like even like if you ever practice in the future, it's almost like advertising yourself in a way and what you do, which seems weird. I feel weird like having my like business or something on Instagram, but like everyone does it. So like, I don't know, you're just falling behind.
I don't think that's that big of a thing in the UK at the moment.
Oh yeah.
Sort of advertising yourself. So I think that's more of a sort of American thing.
Oh, definitely.
It's totally different. From what I can gather from Instagram, it's two totally different environments.
Well, I guess it's just because we have like less multiples back home, like Specsavers. Yeah. Like, so I guess there's like more
businesses and that are independent. So
Well, I guess even the Specsavers, like each like optometrist usually runs their own kind of their own way, but like, to a point, it'd be weird to be like advertising for Specsavers.
Yeah,
I don't know, like, you know, it's not like Gaganupal optometry. Yeah. Like, you can't call it that. You can't just change the name. So yeah, it's a bit different. Cool. Do you have anything else?
Nope.
Millie, do you have any questions for us? Anything you've always wondered?
I don't think so. No.
Who are these two weird Canadian guys?
Well, apart from that,
yeah.
No, I think we're good.
Cool. All right. Well, yeah. I mean, thanks so much for coming on the show with us. Definitely appreciate having you. We've always kind of wanted to have you on in some way or another. We just didn't really know how. But it's great to hear some of your little tips. Gag and I will definitely take them to heart, hopefully, and actually use them.
It's okay if you don't. I won't be offended.
Cool. Right. Well, I mean, enjoy your last week of work.
And thanks, Millie, so much for coming on the show again. Tune into us at primaryeyeguys.com. Check out Millie at wannabeoptom on Instagram. And check us out again on Defocus Media. You can find them on Instagram or defocusmedia.com.